Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane or go ahead and start your workout and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I hope you're having an amazingly awesome and fantabulous day because guess what? God is alive in your life. Jesus paid it all already. You get to live and walk in that freedom when you choose to honor Him and bless Him with your life and partner with Him. Get to walk in all that goodness. So if you're not having the best day ever, then come on, remember that goodness. Remember that goodness, girl. You've got this. You should have this joy in your heart because of Jesus. He is good. He's freed us. He paid the price. He did it all. Okay. All right. Before I jump in, I just want to share something with you. This is for anyone who is a stay-at-home mom or someone who wants to get out of their 9-to-5 job and they want to start something new, they want to learn a new skill, they want to do something that they maybe will have a little bit more time freedom. I have started a new venture in digital marketing. I'm super excited about it. It's just a little side hustle for me and my family because guess what? These times are crazy pants. I don't know what is going on with inflation, but groceries are ridiculous right now. And maybe it's just in California, but I feel like everything is almost double right now. And so I've just been looking for ways to add a little bit of income to my portfolio. And so I have jumped into something called digital marketing. I have a course for you if you're interested that will teach you a lot of online skills. And the best part about it is you can take that same course and turn it around and sell it for 100% profit. So that's what sold me on it, because a lot of times with these courses, you get to take it, but then you're just learning a skill to like start from scratch, which is true. It does teach you some skills that you can learn to implement in your own business. But in the time being, you can resell that same course for 100% profit for yourself, which is amazing. I actually have two different courses. One is a little bit more user-friendly, easy to get connected on, and one is more for a business that maybe is sort of already moving and shaking and you want to take it to the next level and learn a little bit harder things, not harder things, but like get a little bit deeper. So if that interests you at all, I have two links. They'll be in the show notes. Also, you can follow me on my business page in Instagram, and that is at Kingdom Mama Marketing. You can follow me on Instagram there. I will be sharing a lot of great content to help you learn and grow and help you along this journey. So there is that. All right, let's jump in. Okay, I was just thinking about how it's holiday season, right? I don't even know. I seriously can't wrap my mind around the fact that October is almost over. Like, seriously, what the heck? but it's here. It has come upon us. It's happening whether I like it or not. And so I just thought it would be a good time to just talk about finding joy in this busy season, because it can be overwhelming. It can so be overwhelming. Over the next few weeks, our schedules and all the things are just going to start spiraling as we start coming closer to 2024, and we're trying to finish things and close things well and do all the things we need to do for the kids' school or our workplace or all the Christmas parties and all the Thanksgiving things and the meals we have to cook and the baking we have to do. And okay, are you starting to get a little anxious? Because I don't want to talk about that anymore, but I'm just saying we have a lot coming up, right? We have a lot coming up, and a lot of times this, in the most joyous season where we should have the most joy, because we're celebrating Jesus' birth and we're celebrating being thankful and like remembering all the good things about our country and what we live in and all these things, we should have the most joy, right? Because we're celebrating great things. And instead, a lot of times we end up being stressed out and overwhelmed and really not filled with joy. So I just thought it would be fun to talk about quickly a few things that can help you. These are practical things to help you find joy in this busy season and be able to close out 2024. Close out 2023 without stress, without worry, and without feeling overwhelmed. All right, does that sound good? I hope this sounds good and that it will encourage your heart today or challenge you to take some new steps to help this, help me help you, right? Okay, so the first thing I have is to slow down and breathe. Okay, I know that sounds so much easier said than done, right? It's so easy to be like, yeah, just slow down and breathe. And you're like, come on, Angela, like, I can't do that in the midst of this crazy, okay? But what you can do is take some time and just in the middle of your day, be very conscious and intentional about saying, I got to take a breath. I haven't taken a breath. You know what's funny? Sometimes I literally catch myself and I have to be like, and my husband's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I just haven't really taken any deep breaths in the last couple hours, you know, because we are going, constantly moving. And yeah, we're breathing, but we're not like taking in a breath. And guess what? We talked about this in a marriage retreat I was at recently and being reminded of the fact that when God created us, he breathed life into us. He created, right, a human out of like clay, and then he breathed life. We have the breath of God in our lungs. We should be ecstatic about that. But also, that gives us peace that passes all understanding, right? That helps us to be grounded and rooted in his love and in his power when we just say, I'm just going to breathe you in, Lord. I need to take a second. I need a mommy timeout, right? Go into the bathroom and just give yourself a 5-minute timeout just to say, I need to breathe. I need to slow down. I need to refocus on what's important and look at the Lord and look to what he has for me today and rest in him and allow him to carry it for us, right? Matthew 11, 28 and 29, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. That's Jesus talking, okay? He's saying, come, and I will carry this for you, okay? It's about partnering with the Lord and surrendering it to him and saying, okay, breathe, I got this. We have the breath of God in our lungs. So take a deep breath and allow him to lead and guide your day, all right? So slow down and breathe. Number two, we got to learn how to enjoy every moment. We are so quick to look to the next thing. Okay, what's coming up in the calendar? What do we have going on this week? And yeah, that's great. We want to be prepared for what's happening, right? We don't want to every day just be like, blah, but we do want to enjoy each moment. And when we are always looking to the next thing, the next game on our kids' schedules, the next party that we're invited to, the next event thing that's coming up, the next camping trip we have going, whatever, okay? There are always things coming up. And we kind of look forward to those really fun events, but then we miss out on the day-to-day joys that God has for us. And if we don't allow ourselves to be fueled and filled with that joy on the daily, we can be worn out very quickly. Because then that event eventually finishes, right? And a lot of times there's like this fall from that, because we're like, woo, we're going on vacation. Oh no, we're home again, right? Have you ever experienced that before? And it doesn't have to be that way, because it could be like, woo, going on vacation. Okay, I'm going home. And tomorrow I'm so excited because I'm going to get to wake up and snuggle my little bubs, or I'm going to get to whatever it is, you know, and be able to enjoy the moments that we have right in front of us. Because guess what? There are so many great moments literally right in front of us that we miss so much of when we're constantly on the go and looking for other things and looking to the next event. Does this make sense? I hope it is making sense to you. Also, enable, or something that will help you Something that will help you to be able to enjoy each moment is to bring in the routine of gratitude, which if you've been here a while, you've heard me talk about this before. Having a gratitude journal or something that you can write down gratitude every day just really shifts your perspective of what's going on around you on the daily. And that helps you enjoy, because a lot of times, again, throughout our day, especially those with young children, I can tell you right now, I wish I would have known about gratitude, because it shifts your perspective. And a lot of times I used to look at all the wrong things that went wrong during the day and how I didn't do things right, and I yelled at my kids, or why were they being so bad, and why was it like this and that and this and that. Because it's a little bit chaotic, right? It's a little bit chaotic when they're little. But if we can shift our perspective to the end of the day and say, oh my gosh, I was so thankful that I got that moment and I just got to snuggle, or we were able to go to the playground today and that was really fun because my son or my daughter did this, you know, remembering the things that we have and that we can look at and be grateful for just changes how we see things, and it makes us enjoy the small moments so much easier. There's so much benefit to being intentional with gratitude. I'm telling you, I cannot say this enough. And on that topic, I do have a printable pack available to you that I will link in the show notes. And it has, also I'll put it on my Instagram and in the Facebook group, but it has an affirmation journal printout. It has a gratitude journal printout. It has a daily wellness planner, and it has a self-care journal. And I'm also adding a digital daily or digital planner that you can use on your iPad. And so I highly suggest you grab that. And it's an awesome bundle that you can print out at home and utilize these tools on the regular if you have a hard time implementing stuff like this. So just something I wanted to add there. Okay, number three. Okay, so number one, slow down and breathe. Number two, learning to enjoy each moment. Number three, don't give in too much to temptation with sweets, okay? This is the worst time of year when it comes to eating unhealthy, okay? It just is. There's a lot of temptation. There's a lot of cookies and snacks and pies and Halloween candy and, you know, all the desserts that come out for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I mean, it's kind of insane. It's delicious and delectable and wonderful, but also we have to have moderation. Otherwise, when January hits, we don't feel good, right? We don't feel good. And how do you start off the year right and strong and finish the year strong if you're just not fueling yourself well? And we have to make sure that we're fueling our bodies physically and mentally and spiritually, right? And when we fuel our bodies spiritual or physically, and when we fuel our bodies in a healthy way, it really does help our mental capacity. There's so much study on this, and it's so important. You know, all the studies on our gut and having gut health and how that relates to our brain fog and all of the things. It's so important that we stay healthy physically. And so my encouragement is, don't give in to too much. Obviously, I'm not saying starve yourself or keep yourself away from all the treats, because like I said, there's some great treats that are coming, okay? But you have to have moderation and you have to not give in to all the things. Make good choices. Make good choices, right? Romans 12:1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship, okay? We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? We are bringing our physical, spiritual, mental, everything, bodies to the Lord as a living sacrifice. So we want to present ourselves well to the Lord in all areas. Again, this is not about blaming and shaming or making you feel bad. If you are not in the best shape, I'm not in the best shape that I could be. Okay, so do not feel shame or guilt on this. I'm trying to encourage you because I know what's coming. And we really need to be intentional about it because that is where we'll be able to be fueled with joy. Our mental capacity will not be able to hold all of this stuff if we've got nothing but sugar going on inside of our systems, okay? So it's just an encouragement, okay? So slow down and breathe, learning to enjoy each moment. Don't give in too much to temptation. Number four, this is more practical. Make a list and prioritize, okay? We got to be organized. We've got to be intentional with how we spend our time and our energy. What are we putting our energy into? Don't just let a day go by without any intention, right? Without knowing what's happening, without a plan. That is when time gets wasted. We have got to be a little bit more, not a little bit, we've got to be purposed in our day. And not just kind of floating by the seat of our pants. Yes, every once in a while, it's okay to have a rest day or the weekend or our Sabbath, right? Where we just have time with the Lord or we just sit and watch football or baseball or binge watch a show. You know, of course, we need rest time too. But I'm saying we need to be intentional and purposed with our day so no time is wasted. And then you don't feel overwhelmed when your quote unquote list isn't done or you weren't able to accomplish what you were hoping you would accomplish, if that makes sense. I hope it does. Again, I already said this before, but I do have that digital bundle for you. And there is a daily wellness planner in there and also a digital planner in there. So check those links out in the show notes, or you can go to my Instagram at Mrs. Angela Pitnikoff. To click the link in the bio, or it'll be in the Facebook group. Okay, the fifth thing, so one, slow down and breathe. Two, learning to enjoy the moment. Three, don't give in to too much temptation. Four, make a list and prioritize. Oh, I forgot I was going to add to that. Prioritize, you know I'm going to talk about reading your word, girl. You know I'm going to talk about it, okay? That is the most important part of your day. We have so much peace and joy that is available to us when we engage with the Lord, when we spend time with Him, when we give Him our time. Oh my goodness, words are hard today. I apologize. Give Him our time and our energy and get His word in our heart, okay? That sets us up for success in the day and that helps us to be able to have joy in these hard times because when we're plugged into the source of joy, boom, bam, ski, joy is going to come out. Holy Spirit, right? Fruit of the Spirit. When we're plugged into the Holy Spirit, we're allowing Him to move through us. He's going to be able to produce that joy. It'll come right on out of us. How amazing is that? How amazing is that? It's like so easy, but we make it so hard, right? We make it so hard. Okay, make a list and prioritize. And number five, ask for help. Okay, I know this one is really hard. We have a hard time with this, right? We like to do things on our own. We like to be in control and feel accomplished or like that we're superwoman and can do all the things, right? But there is a reason. There is a saying that says it takes a village because we aren't supposed to be doing it on our own. We are built for community. We're built for community. We're built to have each other in our lives. This culture that we live in of boss babe, girl boss, lady boss, all the bosses, right? Being empowered to do everything and getting it done is a little bit scary. It's hear me. It's awesome because we do want to be empowered. We do want to be purposed. We do want to be called. We do want to walk in the goodness of God and walk in His calling and all the things. We do want to do that. But we're not necessarily supposed to do it all. Sometimes we overwhelm ourselves, right? Sometimes we try to hold too many balls in the air, juggling all these things, and then it starts kind of crumbling down because we're not collaborating. We're also created to collaborate. That is the crazy thing about like social media and like all these things. A lot of people that grow fast or get a lot of things going for them is when they collaborate with others. It's because it works. You're working together to create awesome environments. So anyway, it takes a village, friends, and it's because we learn to lean on others and God, and that them, and then they're able to lean on us too, right? Which is so awesome. Because that makes it two-sided. You get blessed, but then you also get to bless others, which it's like, what? That's a win-win, right? Win-win. All right. Remember, joy comes from God. It's a fruit of the Spirit. When we're plugged into Him, He can produce that joy right on out of us, and it comes more naturally. So we got to stay plugged into the source of joy, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength. He is our strength. When we put our hope and our joy, or our hope and our trust in Him, and we lean into Him and plug into Him, then He gives us joy and that becomes our strength. Boom, bam, ski, okay? All right, last scripture for you, John 15, 9 through 11. This is Jesus talking. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be complete in you and that your joy may be complete. Okay? As we remain in Him, as we plug into Him and we're in tune with what He is doing and we're in His presence and in His goodness, His joy will be complete in our life. That's a good thing, right? And again, that just comes from plugging into the Lord and being with Him, having a relationship with Him. So, all right, that is all I have for you today. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your Wednesday. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who He says He is. Receive His amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.